Watch. Today is Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you know, you heard Jackie Joyner-Kersee talk about how special it is to be an Olympian.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer talking with KMOX about the U.S. Figure Skating Championships beginning at Enterprise Center today.
Mayor Spencer says there are Olympians amongst us.
We'll be able to see them here live in St. Louis.
Spencer says preparations have been underway for months for this event.
I want to commend the entire police department and their team, their extraordinary work that they've done here in advance of this competition to make sure all the fans, the athletes, and our citizens, our residents, have a safe and fun time downtown.
And St. Louis's own Jackie Joyner-Kersee, 3 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze Olympic medals.
From the Jackie Joyner-Kersee Center, our students are going to come, learning what it's like to lace up, you know, the skates and see that blade.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page grilled again Tuesday night over his idea to use Ram settlement money to pay off the budget deficit. In a letter Monday, Page also asked for more than $400,000 of the Rams money to be used for heating and cooling centers for the homeless. He also wants to use it to buy food for animals at the county shelter. County Council member Rita Hurd Days.
It doesn't make any sense to gin people up about, oh my God, the dogs are going to die. And they're not. They're going to be fed. They have been fed and they will continue to be fed.
Nearly every member of the county council, both Democrat and Republican, criticized Page's idea. No vote was taken on the matter. Tonight, there's a free informational meeting on getting help with applying for the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA. It's for people impacted by the Manhattan Project. Just Moms STL co-founder John Chapman says some sources have been getting misinformation from AI sources.
Things like, for instance, typing in a question, is renal cancer, one of the cancers is this cancer, and it's given different information. And sometimes it's saying yes when something is truly not included. And sometimes it's alluding to the fact that it might be different zip codes.
Chapman calls it alarming and is encouraging people to go to the Department of Justice's RECA website to find correct information. Tonight from 5 to 8, there's a free informational meeting at the Bridgeton Trails Library branch.
We can help you learn where to go for those documents, and we can also help sit with you and understand the questions on the application and what needs to be filled out.
And you can hear more from Don Chapman coming up this morning at 8:51 here on KMOX. A Cedar Hill man jailed without bond after his arrest and charges filed Tuesday in a stabbing incident. 35-year-old Joshua Plack faces counts of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Court documents allege Plack used a longsword to repeatedly injure a woman early Tuesday inside his Cedar Hill home. Jefferson County deputies contacted Eureka police, who found an arrested Plack at a Eureka business. Deputies say he threatened to kill his victim if she didn't leave his home. The victim is said to have non-life-threatening injuries. Influenza cases now reported as very high in both Missouri and Illinois. It's a winter surge that's being seen in nearly two-thirds of the nation. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer.
Influenza-like illnesses across Missouri increased by about 3,000 during the last week of the year. In Missouri, there have been nearly 9,000 flu cases reported so far this season. WashU infectious diseases specialist Dr. Stephen Lawrence.
It's like you get hit by a truck, high fever, muscle aches, sore throat, cough. That's really how it comes about. We really don't have any evidence that this is any different.
Children in Illinois between the ages of 5 and 17 are seeing the highest impact in the surge in flu cases, which just saw its first pediatric influenza death of the season. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the Chesterfield Valley Athletic Complex has a new naming rights deal. It will be called the Chesterfield First Community Athletic Complex moving forward. City officials and Perfect Game, the world's largest youth baseball and softball entity, made the announcement. As part of the agreement, the First Community Children and Family Foundation will also be introduced. The foundation will serve as a major sponsor of the Miracle Field, an adaptive, fully accessible field located within the complex that provides athletes of all abilities the opportunity to participate and thrive in baseball and softball.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.